The plans to expand school choice into Racine Green Bay have angered many public school supporters who say the expansion will further drain resources and may lead to property tax increases. Public schools face a nearly $800 million cut in the upcoming budget. But Bob Pauly, president of Notre Dame Academy, a Catholic high school in Green Bay, says the expansion was a welcome move.
The ones who are getting squeezed out really are the working class families, those whose income level is in the maybe $40,000 to $70,000 range, that, you know, the $5,000 approximately that it costs for tuition here is not an option for them.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee raised income limits so that many middle-class families can now qualify for the $6,400 maximum voucher payment. But Pauly says that while more families could now afford Notre Dame, initially they would limit new voucher students to about 10% of the class. Randy Begons is principal at Racine Lutheran High School. He says that they would also have to limit new enrollees.
Right now we are in a situation where our freshman class is starting to fill up, and if we go beyond a certain number, then we are in the position of hiring staff and everything else that goes along with that to accommodate. So we're going into it slowly.
The legislation as it stands in the budget right now imposes a two-year cap on voucher students in each community, $250 for the first year of the program, $500 in the second. The enrollment cap would be lifted after that. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.